Gnaeus Pompeius Magnus was a political figure of the 1st century BC. In 60 BC, together with Caesar and Crassus, he formed the first triumvirate. In 61 BC, Pompeius was at the apex of his success, and it was probably in that same year that he began work on the construction of the first masonry theatre in Rome, in an area of the Campo Marzio near the sacred area of Largo Argentina, perhaps already owned by him. The theatre is a type of building designed to host performances and to stage comedies and tragedies. The Greek theatre was formed by a semi-ellipse of declining steps built into the side of a slope, surrounding a circular, semicircular, or elliptical space called the orchestra and reserved for the chorus, as well as the proscenium or stage and a fixed architectural backdrop. In the Roman era, the theatre took on a semicircular shape with the straight side occupied by the stage. The inclined seating area was supported by descending covered galleries, which for the most part were built entirely without taking advantage of natural slopes, as was the case in Greek theatres. Consequently, from the outside, the Roman theatre looked as if it was formed by a series of superimposed arches supported by pilasters. There was an explicit prohibition by the Senate against the building of theatres, because they were considered dangerous places and harmful to the young people of Rome. Pompeius managed to get around the will of the Senate by building, inside the theatre, a temple dedicated to Venus, and declaring that the seating area for the spectators, the cavea, was only a stairway for the sanctuary. On the remains of this temple, the Palace of Pius was built in the 17th century, between Piazza del Biscione and Piazza Campo dei Fiori. The structure, which had a diameter of 150 meters, could hold as many as 17,580 spectators, and was inaugurated in 55 BC, while the temple was not completed until 3 years later. The space between the theatre and the temples of Largo Argentina was entirely occupied by a gigantic portico, 180 metres long and 135 metres wide. On the inside of the portico was a collection of Greek sculptures, and one of the rooms on the opposite side of the theatre was reserved for meetings of the Senate. The archaeological traces of the Theatre of Pompeius are limited to several ruins of the radial walls of the cavea in open reticulata, now incorporated into the basements and the lower floors of the modern buildings located between Via di Grotta Pinta and Via del Biscione. But the most impressive piece of evidence is certainly constituted by the conservation of the volume of the theatre in the buildings of the medieval neighbourhood, which was built over the top of it, preserving the volume of the theatre down to this day.